Regardless of what one may think as far as solutions to the Fermi paradox and just how common life is in the universe, one thing is clear: we exist. That we do clearly shows it's possible for intelligent life to exist in the universe. So the question remains, how common is other life in the universe, and can we find it? In this regard, much is made of the idea of the great filter. Some event or circumstance develops that makes intelligent life very rare. Some of these proposed filters lie in our past, and that we only got past them simply by chance. Some of them may lie in the future, and that some event that will lead to our extinction lies in our, and indeed anyone else's, future. But you can flip this around and ask if there are factors that might change the equation and make alien life more common than we might have imagined. So here are 10 anti-great filters that may make alien life and perhaps intelligence more common than we might have thought. Number 10. Who says it can't happen another way? A lot of how we speculate about alien civilizations tends to be based on one very important reality, but it can also lead to bias. It's simply that we have only a sampling of one regarding technological civilizations, our own. And from that, we ask questions such as how suitable an exoplanet might be to life based on the criteria that led Earth to be habitable. Examples of this include the existence of our moon creating tides that might have made tidal pools potentially necessary for life to arise. There is also the generally calm characteristics of the sun, the presence of Jupiter to clear out dangerous material from the inner solar system, and so on. This is reasonable to a point, since we know a fair amount about how life arose on this planet, the conditions that allowed it, and how it led to us. But it could also blind us to ways that intelligence might come to be on an exoplanet that might have went through a very different set of circumstances to get where it is. We only know what happened here, and as complex of a set of circumstances as it was that led to us, an equally complex set of circumstances very different from our own might have led some alien civilization to intelligence in a way that we simply haven't thought of. This has happened a lot in the history of science, where you don't actually know what's possible until you actually see it. In fact, there is a tendency to doubt it outright if anyone suggests that something might be possible, only to later find out that nature had already done it. Number 9. Time conquers all. We don't just live in a universe of space, it's also a universe of time. The universe is well old enough to have produced civilizations that are millions or even billions of years older than we are, whether they are extinct or still alive. And for most of the life of the universe, it lies ahead of us. We could literally someday be someone else's ancient, extinct necrosignature that tells them that there was once life on this world. But there is also the idea that we may be early in the game and among the first civilizations to arise, and that in the future, many more will come, leading to a blossoming of intelligence when the universe becomes truly ancient. In general, more chances for life to arise and become intelligent lie in the future as opposed to the past. Number 8. We don't know what an advanced alien civilization looks like. Life in the universe is difficult to detect. For the biosignatures, there are currently only a handful that we might use to try to find alien biology itself. But it's tricky, to say the least, because it's certainly possible to have a planet with a biosphere that is simply indetectable at a distance, especially if the biology of that life is significantly different from Earth. Now, we have only just begun to think about searching exoplanets for biosignatures, and it's possible that we might find examples right off the bat, and know that the universe teems with at least plant analogs. But if we don't, it's not a deal breaker for the existence of life. It's simply that we have no way to see it. Civilizations, however, seem to be a bit different of a story. We can try to envision them with giant megastructures or radio signals detectable across light years, but there's also just as much of a chance that alien intelligence might be far more subtle. After all, if anyone looking at this world further than just over about 100 light years, human civilization would have been undetectable on this world, though evidence of life itself would be. A good example of this would be a machine civilization. We don't really know what that would look like. Instead of a giant supercomputer Dyson sphere, it may simply look like a wispy cloud of nanotechnology. Or it might be very low-key, using only the energy it needs for computation and ignoring the rest of the universe. or a civilization of this type might even try to hide itself. Better to just do your own thing and not interact with others. The point is, we very easily may miss an advanced alien civilization, just as easily perhaps as detecting one. Number 7. Better than Earth. We often think of Earth as perfect, a jewel of a world that is so clement that even very delicate life can arise and exist on its surface. But this may be a bias, and that Earth as a water world may actually be less than ideal for life to arise. Yet, it's clearly possible, so here we are. And the idea goes on to say that perhaps there are better planets in the universe for life to arise, and perhaps evolve to become intelligent. One aspect here is Earth's size. One contributing factor for Earth's habitability is plate tectonics, which drive the carbon cycle. When a planet's plate tectonics stop, or are never present, life is disfavored. But what of a planet with more plate tectonics than Earth? There seems to be a sweet spot here favoring plate tectonics at about 1.3 times the radius of Earth, and about 2 Earth masses. It's also worth noting that Earth lies near the inner edge of the Sun's habitable zone. Planets a bit larger than Earth, but not too large, sitting in the center of their star's habitable zone with slightly thicker atmospheres and stronger magnetospheres, might fare better than Earth in this regard in certain circumstances, such as a planet with multiple moons. Other possibilities include a planet's distribution of land, which might be more ideal than Earth, or even more oxygen, but not too much, that might allow for bigger life and bigger brains. In short, it may be that while Earth is utilitarian and can support life, there may be terrestrial worlds out there that are supercars in comparison to our aging LeBaron, and may host much more diverse biospheres and intelligent life. Number 6. Sheer numbers. Vast is not really a strong enough term to describe the universe. We live in a galaxy that contains as many as 200 billion stars, a great many of them possibly capable of supporting life. More, it's thought there are 125 billion galaxies in the observable universe, all containing enormous amounts of stars. Beyond the observable universe, we simply don't know how many more stars there are. Because of this mind-boggling amount of stars, some just like the Sun, it becomes almost a certainty that we are not alone. Earth almost cannot be the only lottery winner in the universe, but this doesn't mean that we will ever know if anyone else is out there. Distance and time play a role here. When we look at distant galaxies, we see them not as they are, but as they once were, and often from a time where raw materials and conditions for life and habitability simply did not exist yet. And the more distant a galaxy is, the harder it is to search for life within it. In most cases of bio or technosignatures, we are limited to our own galaxy, and indeed this tends to generally be the close parts. But even if we can't ever answer the "are we alone" question, we can still reasonably say odds are someone else is out there. Number 5. The sharpest knife in a drawer full of razors. As far as life itself, we don't know very much about the conditions in which it arises, merely that it arose very rapidly on Earth for some reason, but it can also be destroyed and go extinct, meaning that life might sputter early in the history of a habitable planet. It might arise, get hit with an asteroid, and arise separately again at some point if the conditions are right. This also leads to a curiosity of intelligence. There seems to be different paths to it. Some of the birds, for example, are highly intelligent and even seem to understand tool use. This leads to the open question of how intelligent their dinosaur ancestors were. Had that asteroid not hit and caused the extinction of so much of the dinosaur line, might they have achieved human-level civilization millions of years ago? And the question can be asked about more recent history. There have been multiple species of human before us, all highly intelligent. This at a time where the dolphins seem to be moving towards intelligence themselves. And then there are wild cards, like the cephalopods. This planet seems to be producing multiple intelligent species, and hominids just happen to be the first lucky group that didn't get derailed by one factor or another. What lies in store for the future of this world as far as the evolution of intelligence? And, more importantly, what might be happening out in space? Number 4. Life on Earth arose very rapidly. One sort of glaring thing about life on Earth is that it seems to have arisen literally at the very first moment it could, and indeed seems to have done it when the conditions were not ideal, and possibly even into the late heavy bombardment, if the dating of some evidence is to be believed. This carries with it a very strong suggestion that can be interpreted in several ways. The first suggestion is that life on Earth was deposited here through panspermia and originated elsewhere, possibly Mars. This is because it's thought that in some ways Mars might actually have been more habitable than Earth in those days. And with so much bombardment going on, exchanging rocks between terrestrial planets going on regularly, the planets were literally sneezing on each other. The other possibility to explain the genesis of life is that it's actually pretty easy for nature to pull it off. It's an inevitability, perhaps, of organic chemistry under the right circumstances. In this case, we don't know all the rules, but someday we will, and out of a test tube, so to speak, a second genesis of life on Earth will come from a laboratory. When that happens, what will we define it as? Does the term artificial life enter the lexicon of human languages? And if it does, can we call it alien life? How blurred will the lines become? Let me know in the comments below. Number 3. Uplifting. While it could be the case that intelligent life in the universe is very rare, we ourselves prove that it is possible. This could mean that you would have to search galaxy after galaxy to eventually find another civilization, and even then it may be long extinct. But what if an ancient civilization that was not extinct, or human civilization several million years from now? What might they do with their galaxy? One answer is that they might settle it. And if they did, the scenarios possible for how life exists in that galaxy start to stretch the imagination. Say they settled all habitable worlds. Would their evolution and cultures change so much over time that even though they are related, they might not even know it, creating a galaxy full of de facto alien worlds? Or what if finding inhabited worlds without intelligence and then uplifting life there to be intelligent? In other words, create your own alien civilization. Or say things like 3D printing out custom intelligent species comes onto the table, which in such a case, the word alien itself becomes blurred again. The point is, you may only need intelligent life to happen once in a galaxy in order to eventually produce an enormously diverse variety of life all over a galaxy spread by technology. What would such a human-dominated galaxy look like? Number 2. Panspermia. As I said, the idea of panspermia essentially boils down to the reality that planets sneeze. They undergo impact events that can lift rocks off their surface that may harbor microbes and under the right conditions can transfer them to other worlds where they might get a foothold. This opens up a whole new class of unknowns as far as life in the universe is concerned. Take for example red dwarfs, by far the most common type of star in the universe and a very, very long-lived stable type of star. These have recently been thought to generally be bad for life to arise around. They are very active flare stars when they are young, with their Earth-like habitable worlds being located very close in and getting their atmospheres ripped off. But this leaves out things like ice shell planets and moons that may host aquatic environments where life could arise and remain protected from the red dwarf, or even specialty worlds where the local circumstances might allow it to arise. But there's also panspermia. In a situation where life is constantly being exchanged on worlds, who is to say what's possible? Can an ancient star system, long quieted down, become reinfected with life through panspermia? Number 1. Type K orange dwarfs. One big question regarding life in the universe is that the Sun seems, well, in some ways imperfect for fostering life in its habitable zone. The main argument here is that the Sun is on its way out, loosely, as far as supporting life on Earth. While yes, it drove and powered life's evolution that led to us, and may well produce more intelligence should we go extinct, it's still increasing in luminosity, and will eventually bake the surface of this world. In only about 600 million years, the plants will start to become unviable, and with that, animal life. The microbes will still rule the Earth for a bit longer, but at some point, they too will go. So the question is, are there better, more long-lived stars for life to hold on around? The answer is that it's situational. Frozen worlds might become viable for microbial life later in the lifetimes of stars, and some stars, such as red dwarfs, can live much, much longer lives of stability than the Sun. But they don't seem all that habitable to life due to their habitable zones being located much closer in. But there is a type of star that might be just right, the type K orange dwarf. which is much longer lived than the Sun, but sports a habitable zone much further out than a red dwarf. In the case of those stars, life gets an extension of many billions of years. So who knows what life might do around such very common stars, more common indeed than the Sun. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently worried about our standing amongst the aliens. So if we ever send out a METI signal to try to actively contact aliens, what happens if they're like, oh nice, a signal from a new intelligent, oh, look at that planet, we need to send them some mass, very disturbing. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations of the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.